Too many of us are soft-spoken with our gratitude. We are like the boy who usually swam in a tiny pond, but who was taken for the first time to the ocean. His little bathing suit was put on him, and he was asked to wade in. He stood there astounded at the vast blue expanse. "Why don't you take a dip?" urged his mother. "Because," he said with a pause, "I don't think this was made for little boys. It was made for big ships." Psalm 100. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. For the Lord is good, his loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. You see, God wants us to jump into his vast sea of blessing with gratitude. We may express fervent thoughts of gratitude in the prayer meeting and sing loudly in the praise service, but our real sense of indebtedness must show itself in more practical ways. The way we live our lives says more about our attitude of thanksgiving to God than the words we say. Is our life lived in open generosity, cheerfulness, and kindness? Or do we shrink back when asked to help others? A king had saved the life of one of his subjects, and every day afterwards, she came to his gate with statements of gratitude. "I can never begin to pay the debt I owe him," she'd cry. One day the king, on his horse, passed her cottage. He saw a beautiful apple tree in her yard and asked to have a few. Sadly, she replied that she only had enough fruit to meet her own needs. Her response proved that her expressions of gratitude had been mere words, which lacked the generosity which flows from real thankfulness. Do your actions reveal a true heart of gratitude? If so, who are you going to bless today?